Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Tiraberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's jump right in. Joining me is someone that you might recognize, as he's been a guest here a few times on the show, once alongside his wife, who also works for Auto Trader, and they made a pretty big announcement to the world about their most recent baby on the way right here on this show with us. So, Nathan, I heard that you may have a little surprise again today for our viewers. What might that be?
Well, hey, Jade, thanks for having me again. I definitely do. I have my wife, Christina, and we have Cosetta with us.
Cosetta, welcome to the Auto Trader and Cox Automotive family. What a beautiful baby girl. 5 months old. I cannot believe how fast time flies.
It does. It certainly does. And she is ready to be a future employee.
Well, thank you both for sharing that beautiful baby with us. Congratulations again.
Absolutely.
So, Nathan, we are not going to top that in this episode, but I do know that you work very closely with some of the largest and most progressive dealer groups in the country. And so, as our listeners welcome you again, Nathan Jordan, Client Success Manager of Major Accounts at Auto Trader. We have invited Nathan here because he has a really unique lens into how top dealers are adapting their strategies to better understand the full buyer journey and make smarter marketing decisions. And Nathan's dealers have led the way on stepping out of old ways, old metrics, old measurement strategies to embrace new ways of working to drive some pretty incredible results. And so I would love for him to share what he's seeing to help all of you know what the best of the best are doing so that you can adjust your strategies to mirror that of those gaining market share, as well as gaining praise and attention from car consumers. So Nathan, welcome back to For the Road Forward.
Thanks, Jade. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with this. As you know, Cox Automotive recently independently commissioned Proficient to conduct a white paper, and they use Clairvoy data, and some of those results and findings were just eye-opening. And one specific that I wanted to get your perspective on was that it uncovered that 1 in 3 car sales in 2024 happened without a lead. No call, no form, no chat, just a sale. So from your seat working with major accounts, how are dealers reacting to that stat? And what are the most successful clients of yours doing to close that visibility gap?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an eye-opening stat. But at the same time, it's something that we really have started to recognize in the field and with our clients over the last at least 5 years since COVID hit, right? When we think about what happened during COVID was everybody was home. And what happened was the consumer started to now be more effective as looking into things and researching and grabbing, you know, bits and pieces before they even take the next step, right? Before they have that touch with the dealership. The other thing that we have really seen is that if you really think about it, and this is something that I say to my clients, and we talk about it all the time. When the last time you bought a car, did you submit a lead? No. Why? Because you're going to get bothered. You know, when I was a GSM many years ago, my actual cadence for my team was, if you got a lead, you're going to call, text, and email 3 times a day until you either get that appointment set or somebody tells you, probably not nicely, to leave them alone, right? And so consumers have really learned how to, you know, become smart, get what they want, and then they just show up. Nobody wants to be bothered. They just show up.
Yeah, such great points. I have often heard in the car business, you keep reaching out until they buy or die, right? So, yeah, another stat that really stood out to, I think, all of us here at Cox Automotive was the data showed that 48% of shoppers start their journey on a marketplace site and 8 out of 10 interact with a third-party platform at some point during their journey. So are your dealers fully aware of how early and often shoppers are engaging with marketplaces like Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book? And then what's your recommendation to those when it comes to determining where to put your marketing spend that's driving those real results, truly driving deals, not just leads?
Yeah, and you hit a great point right there. It's driving the deals, not leads, right? I mean, talking about leads is kind of archaic now nowadays, right? Yeah. Like, we are not going to be working on a dial-up modem anymore. So why are we working on old school archaic stuff like leads? And my dealers have certainly, especially as major accounts, these are publicly traded companies. They do not get big overnight for not being progressive and not being, you know, up and up on what's really trending, the new, what's going on, and understanding their business. And part of that is understanding that direct leads are not directly driving their results. And so what they're doing is they are doing things like partnering with Clairvoy and other companies that are able to show them the full picture of what the attribution is of their sales from start to finish, because we know that on the average, there's going to be 62 touch points for just one buyer. I actually saw a Clairvoy study of Christina's client about a year ago, and we looked at it together, and there was 89 touch points for one sale. One sale, the consumer took 89 different touch points. They went from third party to Google to third party to Facebook, back and forth. 89 times.
It's truly amazing. And, you know, you and I have spoken on all of your previous episodes over the last couple of years about attribution. And you and I know that many dealers, they still rely on first touch and last touch models, really outdated ways that don't reflect how people actually shop today. And the white paper showed that on average, today's dealer is only seeing and tracking two of the average of 62 touch points that a buyer takes. So, you know, I mean, that is a big gap, only two out of 62. And so that means that they're seeing roughly 3% of how and what led a buyer to them and actually influenced the sale. And so the white paper provided a few recommendations on this. And I say recommendations, but it was more like urging, do it now or you will be left behind. And it included adopting a multi-touch attribution approach. So Nathan, I want to hear what you're seeing from your top performing clients when it comes to adopting multi-touch attribution and how that's changing the way that they evaluate and strategize their marketing.
Yeah. So the big thing there is talking about the two touch points, right? And I am a big, big sports fan. I love talking about it. And I always talk it into a way that my customers directly understand. We're all pretty much sports junkies. A football coach of the NFL is not going to look at the results of the team based on the first play and the last play, right? There is so much that happens in between that is going to help them decide what is really going on that either A, has led to good results, or B, not so good results. And what do we need to do to fix that, right? So that's the first thing. I mean, we really have to hone in on there's so much more than just a first and last click attribution. For as far as my clients, a lot of them have been early adapters to partner monthly, like with Clairvoy, that they can get these results and look at the attributions to see where the most conversions from what they're doing is happening, right? And that's what's important. It's not about the lead, it's about the conversion. And what's converting for them and what's working and driving profitability is really what's going to help that dealer succeed.
I love that sports analogy, Nathan, and we don't use that one enough. I'm going to start using it. I'm going to steal it from you. You know, our good buddy Noah and I often talk about all of the steps from click to close, but there is nobody that ever wins the game on the last play of the game. It's how they execute every single one of the plays consistently and strategically every step of the game that gives them an opportunity to actually win the game in one of those last plays. So we're going to use more of that from you here in the near future. But I also think that you will agree with me on this. One of the most eye-opening stats in the white paper was that 92% of sales didn't show up correctly in the CRM system. That is a massive blind spot. And so I want to know, did that number surprise you? And then based on what you're seeing across your top performing rooftops, why do you think that that's happening? And what advice would you give dealers who want to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, it was eye-opening to me. I already knew that it was going to be pretty high, but I didn't realize that it was 92. I mean, I was kind of like, wow, okay. And diving into it and really understanding that their blind spot is based on looking at their CRM. And looking at the CRM, we've talked about this before, it is not an ROI tool. And to us, the verbiage garbage in, garbage out is what's happening in the CRM, right? Unfortunately, they are not paying their sales staff to put in leads, right? Their salespeople are driven by a sale. They want to get in, get out. A lot of places have a one rule, one person rule where you can only have a deal at a time. So they're just trying to get in and out, move the next person. And they're going to, I've had it where there was literally billboard as an example. And I think we've talked about this before where the billboard was gone, but because it was in alphabetical order, that's what was still there. And until we said, stop, you know, I think again, this just keeps going back and it's the same conversation. You need to look holistically at what is happening throughout the entire sale, recognizing that you should be questioning the four top things in your CRM if you're looking at it. And what I'm talking about is dealership website, because we know that that is not there to drive traffic. It's there to convert traffic, right? That's where you want to funnel everything to. You should question that. It's going to be your number one or number two in your CRM. Number two, phone ups, right? How did they get to your phone, right? They don't just randomly find Nathan's dealership in Stralsburg, Virginia. They found it somewhere. The other one is repeat and referrals. A lot of times nobody is really going back to their mom and pop store anymore. Nobody is loyal, right? We are going to go where the car is that we want in the deal. And then the other one is lot traffic, right? Again, I think we talked about this last time, but I had a really good conversation with one of my clients a few months ago. They were questioning a sale and they said, this one was marked as lot traffic. I said, let's pull it up. Let's look into CRM. Let's look at Envision and all the tools that we can look at. And we tracked it that it was registered to Baltimore, Maryland, and this was over in Virginia. And I said, do you think that this customer drove 2.5 hours away to just drive by your store, stop, found that vehicle and was a lot up? Or do you think that they started on some kind of third party and then bounced around just like we just talked about and then converted and showed up? And it really was eye-opening. So those four top things really have to be looked at if you are looking at your CRM. And then the lastly, again, I mean, this is kind of the whole conversation is you have to partner with somebody to give you a very holistic view that can say these channels are converting at the highest rate and here's where your gross profits are. Let's go and move our dollars here.
Yes, Nathan, I always love your real world, ear to the ground recommendations and recaps of what you actually see working when it comes to moving the dial in your client's business. So one last question for you, and one that my viewers and listeners know I love to ask when I have an in the field expert like you as a guest on the show. If you could give one piece of advice to a dealer who's still measuring success by lead volume alone, what would you tell them to do right now?
It's easy. It's one word. Stop. Just stop. Stop doing it that way. I used it in the very beginning of this conversation is we are not on dial-up internet anymore. We are not in the days of you've got mail. We have ChatGPT and all this stuff. And if you are still just looking at a CRM, you're missing it. You're missing the boat and you are just spinning the wheel every month trying to chase leads instead of gross and sales. And to me, as a client solutions manager, I have to show that and really get their buy-in to understand that.
Yes, technology and consumer journey tracking and identity resolution has changed the game for those that are adopting it. So listen to Nathan, stop those antiquated ways of measuring and focus on what technology and data can do for you today to help you understand where your sales and your profit are coming from to drive ROI out of every dollar that you spend. So Nathan, I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope that our viewers and listeners took as many notes as I did. And thank you for sharing such incredible insights on how dealers looking to capture more ROI and turn up the dial can make the most out of their marketing, adopt new ways that are necessary, or maybe that are no longer an option if you even want to be competitive, and ensure that they're setting themselves up for a more successful future. And I want to encourage each of you to download the full white paper findings by going to b2b.autotrader.com or accessing the resources on our For the Road Forward podcast page, where we've conveniently linked it for you. So Nathan, as always, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And that wraps it up. And thank you to our subscribers and followers for watching or listening to this episode of For the Road Forward. Don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/For the Road Forward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released each month, as well as be surprised with subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year. And we give our subscribers advanced viewing of our industry white papers, like we discussed today, as well as our benchmark studies, like the Consumer Buyer Journey Study. And so those things should encourage you to sign up right now. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I'd like to thank you for joining us for Unjaded Discussions aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. Be sure to tune in next time as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.